I'm Chris Barr, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the threads of God's presence in your everyday life. Driving down the road the other day, I saw a bumper sticker, one that I have actually seen many times before. It's the word coexist, made up of all of the different symbols of world religions. God definitely wants us to love each other, and we all need to get along. We are not showing God's love if we can't get along with our fellow man. But loving each other is not the primary message the sticker is conveying. It's a message that all religions are basically the same, just different ways to get to God. The sticker conveys a concept similar to a discussion I had with a family member. They were saying that all religion is like an old wagon wheel. All are around the outer ring with God in the middle, each taking our own spoke to get to God. There are many problems with this analogy, but it shares with the sticker the concept that all religions are just different paths to the same end. You take your spoke, I'll take mine. On your spoke, you work it out like this. On mine, I'll work it out my way. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 tell us that we can't work our way to God. By grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as the result of works, so that no one may boast. The concept of the coexist sticker was alive and well even back in ancient Greece. And the Apostle Paul confronted it 2,000 years ago. In Acts chapter 17, we see that the people of Athens, instead of a bumper sticker, had idols and altars throughout the city to many different gods. Verse 16 says, "Now while Paul was waiting for them, his friends at Athens, his spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing the city full of many idols and altars. They wanted to make sure that none were missed. They wanted to make sure they all coexisted and were represented. They were ignorant of the one true God." Verses 22 and 23 says, "So Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, 'Men of Athens, I observe that you were very religious in all respects. For while I was passing through and examining the objects of your worship, I also found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. No spokes, no works, no different ways to get to God, no road to travel to find him, no different interpretations of who God is. He is everywhere, and he is just a heartbeat away from every one of us, wanting us to recognize him." Verses 26 and 27 reads, "And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, even if we need to feel our way for him in the dark with no understanding on where he is right beside us. We will find him. Nothing we can make or create brings us closer to him." John 3:16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The one who died on the cross and was raised from the dead is right there beside us, calling us all to himself." 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and on reads, "Let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, for we love one another. God remains in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we remain in him and he in us, because he has given to us of his Spirit. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him, and he in God. The one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him." The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.